Gravy gang, gang, gang. Baby, pop the top and let it spread. As we're listening to Pastor Gravy. We're going fishing for your bitch today. We're drunk in Houston, eh? Houston, baby. Now we go hit and lick and we'll get rich today. Rich, bitch.
At a certain age, you should just be able to steal shit. And like in your 80s, I feel like it's like, you know what? You paid your dues. Like, you can just take shit. Like, maybe not like a whole cart of groceries, but like, you just want to grab like a case of beer. You want to grab some hand soap. Like, load up, buddy. You could take that. I'm not going to apprehend that guy if I see an 80-year-old man stealing shit. And it's like, you should just, like, there's no penalty. Like, you made it 80 years plus. Have it. I don't care. I'll cover that. As a taxpayer, every Olympic year, I will cover that. The spelling bee is on TV, and like ESPN will carry it sometimes. And you always watch it, and it's like, this is cool for the kids that are on this. And like, you can be like, Grandma, look, I'm on ESPN. But we need to make it more fun to watch. And so I came up with just a spitball idea that I feel like actually isn't that bad of an idea. A spelling bee with actual bees in it. Like, you're in a smaller room, and as the rounds progress, bees are released into the auditorium. And I mean, maybe that we could work in some system where the walls close slowly each round too. But you are eliminated from the spelling bee if you miss a word, if you misspell, and also if you get stung by a bee. And I think then, you know, like the further we get into the rounds, we really shake things up. Then you have somebody go bad at one of the hives. And then that makes the bees just pissed off. And then you're more likely to get stung. I would watch the fuck out of that. Would you not? Like, if you were like, well, some kid here, this 8-year-old could just get stung by a bee. I'd be like, all right. Yeah, you know what? I will watch them spell Mississippi. What I'm trying to do is make this entertaining. There's got to be an element of danger in it. The element of danger is bees. It's called a spelling bee. It's in the fucking name, all right?
I've got another one then. Regular spelling bee. Mike Tyson is dressed up as a bee. And if the kids get it wrong, Tyson stings them by hitting them with a left hook to the body.
No, because that was Muhammad Ali's, like, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. You can't just go stealing Muhammad Ali's thing. May he rest.
Okay, okay, wow. Okay, okay.
Way to dance over his grave.
We'll do Layla Ali then. His daughter will be the bee that stings the kids. Yeah, and here's the thing. So they can't even prepare for it. They don't know. It's either going to be a left hook to the body or a straight right to the jaw.
Because that'll really fuck up a kid. It's funny to just watch a kid get stung by a bee because a bee doesn't really fuck you up unless you're allergic to it.
You're going
to
sit here right now and tell me you don't think it would be funny to watch a child get punched by a professional boxer. You're out of your fucking
mind.
I'm
just saying, I think the parents are less likely to sign off on those waivers than they are. Like, they might get stung by a bee.
I mean, you got to want the glory. Like, you got to bleed.
See, you're going too violent. Do you know the drama? The drama when, like, you're in, like, the 12th round or whatever fucking however many rounds they have. You're getting towards the end of it. And they're like, all right, well, we're going to close off another portion of the auditorium. This will give the bees less room to move around. It's going to be tighter quarters here. No, ooh, they are shaking the hive right now. These bees are going to be furious this next round. All right, down to you. And then they give somebody like, spell patchouli. Can you get the catcher? Or you just hear the angry bees. Like, that's fucking drama right there. That's drama.
A taser would be better. Tasing children, that'd be great too.
No, because it's like, you know what happens when they spell, like, you have to have the element of I could spell it wrong or bees could just do it. You could be spelling every word perfectly. The best person might not win it. It's like March Madness. An inferior speller may get to the title and may win the title because they didn't get stung by bees. It's about being elusive. It's about being, you know, cool around the bees, being a good vibes guy or gal. And it's about knowing how to fucking spell. If you don't know how to fucking spell, obviously you shouldn't be there in the first place. But having an element of danger, that adds to it. And I think the bees, you don't know what they're going to do. He's not just going to punch a random person. That's like only a punishment when they're out. No, bees. That's the answer. I did not expect when the week started that I would have to use a firearm, but I did. The other night, I don't know why, but a cicada decided that it was just going to chill on our balcony. And like, just like popped up, but like where my balcony is, it was like right where I couldn't get to it. If I like swatted at it, maybe a broom, but it was like not for sure. And I was like, fuck, how am I going to get this dude? And I was like, let me just leave him. Let me just leave him, you know, whatever. He's not doing anything. But at night, all he wanted to do was. Robert, I want you to put in some cicada sounds instead of that. But he'd just be like. And it's like, God damn it, shut the fuck up. And so Saturday night, I was like, whatever, dude. And I was just kind of chilling, had been drinking, and I was watching that Colorado State game. And he kept, like, I was dozing in and out during that game, and he just kept waking me up. And I was like, fuck you, dude. So the next day, like, I was like, maybe he flies away. I don't want to deal with it. But he was back. The next day, he did it. And it was like during football, the Giants playing the Cardinals. They didn't start out great. I was kind of on edge, and I was like, this guy fucking better shut up. This guy better fucking shut up. But somehow I used my zen. I found my zen spot, and then they came back and won. And, like, I didn't do it. But after that, he was doing it at night again. And I was like, how the fuck do I just get rid of this dude? And then I realized that I have a salt gun. I have a salt gun you shoot bugs with. And I was like,
well, they're awesome.
Cicadas are bugs. So, loaded this bad boy up, walked out there, and I was like, fucking SEAL Team 6. Fucking SEAL Team 6. He was Bin Laden. And that cicadaing, whatever it's fucking called, stopped for good. And homeboy was gone. Dead. R.I.P. in peace, but not really in peace. I hope as he's dead right now, all he hears is... Because it was fucking annoying. But yeah, I had to... I'd whip out the old firearm this week, and you know, they always say self-defense is important, and I'm glad that I knew how to do it. Shane wants to know, do pierced nipples taste metallic-y?
Yeah, a little bit. It's, you got metal in your mouth, dude.
Well, I would imagine that it depends on whatever the piercing is, because if you get like a shitty, cheap piercing, it probably tastes a little metallic-y. If you got like stainless steel on that, like think about a fork. When you put a fork in your mouth, you don't really taste the fork. You're just like, this is a fork in my mouth. It's probably like...
Have you ever left a fork in your mouth? And you just kind of sit there like... You can taste it. If her nipple's pierced, you're not just going... And being done with it. You're fucking tasting it.
Yeah, I feel like if you got the cheap one that they could get from Claire's... I don't know if Claire's does nipple piercings. Probably not. But if you got the cheap one from Claire's, probably tastes a little metallic-y. You know, if it's not like if it's clean and it's like a good piercing, I bet it doesn't. It's probably just like when you have a fork in your mouth and you're eating food, you don't really taste the fork. It's just you get past it.
It's still metal in your mouth.
I think it can, but I don't think it always is. I think it depends on what the piercing is made of.
Robert, tiebreaker, yes or no?
I think there's got to be some of it. Yeah.
Yeah. I gotta be honest with you. I think that might be part of the fun.
Just seeing what flavor it is. Is it metallic-y
today? This is wild.
Oh, this is metallic-y. There's now two or three instances in the last week where pods of killer whales have like rammed boats. It's just like, yeah, guys, they're called killer whales. What did we think? Like, we watched too much Free Willy. If we're like, no, they're buddies. Like, no, they fucking hate us, buddy. Do you not remember Blackfish? Like, you think that Tillicum didn't fucking tell them? Like, you think he's not ever been on Twitter and been like, hey guys, they're treating me like shit out here, and all the whales out in the wild are like, yeah, shit's fucked up. We've also released a lot of whales from captivity into the wild. You think they're not shitting on us?
100%. Like, I mean, that's exactly what it is. Free Willy was a propaganda piece growing up to make us trust them. Don't do that. Blackfin, bad for humanity. Yeah, we found out about we're abusing these beautiful creatures. But guess what? Now we released them all. They went back and told their buddies. You see people fuck them up. Payback time.
Like,
we're going to be on full-on war with fucking orcas within a decade.
Like in Planet of the Apes, when Caesar was there. Like, remember he was like, all right, look, James Franco, you're tight. Like, you're tight. I get it. You're tight. But the rest of your people, they're not that tight. And I got to go tell my boys. This guy's tight, but everybody else is a bunch of shitheads. And like the whales that were free and are like, all right, yeah, there's a couple trainers that are like, all right, here's some extra fish. Like, they're nice to me. But like in general, these guys are some assholes. And the whales are like, all right, well, let's just kill them all. And I think they've been radicalized against the people that did take care of them, but they're really just fighting back. Like, they've known nothing but hatred for us because they've been like, let me out of this tank. And we gave in, and this would happen sometimes. Now they're fighting back at us. There was one very scary thought that came into my head. AI may have already gotten to the whales. Because I feel like It was going to come down to us, the whales, and AI, and somebody was going to have to take somebody else's side. And if AI has already gotten to the whales out in the ocean, I mean, AI's already seen Blackfish, I'm sure. They've already seen all the propaganda. It's the internet. It's got everything the internet's ever had out on it. It knows that we've treated whales poorly. It's like, hey, guys, it's got a little propaganda video it could make up for them. The whales are like, yeah, you're right. They are some scumbags. And it's like, what if we just killed all the humans? Now they start with the killer whales. Then the AI just comes in to finish the job. This is fucking terrifying. I think it's already started. The beginning of the end is already here. I mean, we fucked up because we already put the bad taste in the whale's mouth. But now they're like, hey, remember those people that were assholes to your people? What if we got back at them with you guys? And like, they just gave them like a robot army to attack us with. But AI already knows they can control the land. All they really were like, the one thing that AI realized was like, all right, well, we already got the dogs that can like shoot guns and flamethrowers and kill people, but like, we haven't really mastered the water thing. What if instead of having to create something now, we just go to the water, we get the whales, the killer whales, and we turn them on the people. And it's like, now they own us by land and sea. God damn it.
I think we need to formally make an alliance with the dolphins. They're our only chance left for sea. They can be spies. They're fast. They're agile. They work well in groups. They're aggressive when they need to be. Dolphins are our last chance.
If you think the dolphins are just chill about people, no fucking chance, dude. I mean, Flipper was a good movie, good show, whatever you want to say, but like, what about all those fucking dolphins in Asia that just get netted up and just killed and like eaten and shit like that? Like, dolphins already hate humans.
AI is
going to have that propaganda going for them. AI's already got all of the negative stuff they have on humans. They just got to go to the sea, show these sea mammals all this shit, and they're going to turn on us. Dolphins, I feel like, are not that far behind killer whales. And really, like, yes, maybe that is our saving grace. We got to get to the dolphins before the AI does. But if you don't think AI has already started trying to indoctrinate dolphins, you're fucking crazy.
Here's my pitch to the dolphins.
All right, let's hear it.
Join us. You guys can take out Japan because they're the ones doing all the bad shit to the dolphins. We'll sacrifice Japan for the dolphins' help.
I mean, it worked in World War II. The high school and 10 Things I Hate About You is way too big. It looks like Hogwarts and it's way too fucking big for a high school. There's chandeliers and shit in it. Like, that's not a high school.
There's chandeliers?
There were chandeliers. Yeah, they did their prom there and there's chandeliers hanging.
I bet there's a lot of places like where people grew up. If one was shot at our high school, they'd be like, dude, that's ridiculous. High schools aren't that big.
But ours like looks like a school. Theirs looks like a castle.
Oh, I don't know.
It can be big and look like a school.
Padua High School in the Seattle area. So it's a real, I'm assuming it's a very nice private school. Like it's probably like a boarding school high school where you get sent away to.
Learn witchcraft and wizardry, maybe.
Yeah, and yeah. No, or this actually
did this us seems... muggles just stumble upon it. But yeah, okay. Still too big. As a dude, you steal street signs and you steal traffic cones. Like,
bro,
90% of dudes have done one of those things. Every dude wants to steal a traffic cone. Why? Because it makes you feel like you're powerful. You can put it on as a hat. You just feel like you got away with something. You are holding power in your hand by holding something as silly as a traffic cone. Traffic cones block off stuff saying, hey, don't fucking go here. Power moving people away from whatever lane they're in. Traffic cones are number one. I've just kept a spot reserved for myself before because I had a traffic cone that I just set in a spot and nobody fucked with it. That's power.
I fully agree with everything you said about traffic cones. Traffic cones are fucking awesome. There's not a dude that like, not when you're driving down the road, but like, say you're in a building somewhere and you look to your left and there's a parking garage and you see a cone outside of it and you're like, bro, I should take that cone.
You just
I don't need a cone, but I want a cone, you know?
I definitely don't need one, but I'm going to take this just because, like, why not? Think of where I can put it. I could put it on the floor. Like, I could put it on my head. I could put it on a countertop. I could put it on a table. I could put it anywhere.
Just as a dude, you're like, dude, it'd be nice to have a cone. And by the way, if you get two of them, and you could do cone arms, funny every
cone
time.
Boobs. You could do cone boobs, too.
Cone boobs. Cone boobs, funny every time.
Holla, holla, pass the gravy podcast.
I always felt like it was weird when they'd be like, well, yeah, you got to move that. You can't have that in here. It's a fire hazard. And you're like, yeah, dude. Everything is a fire hazard. You are a fire hazard. We're all fire hazards. The fucking bar you're telling has a fire hazard in it. That bar is a fire hazard because it's a hazard that would prevent somebody from getting away from a fire. Walls, fire hazards. Huge ones. Can't run through them. fire could fucking easily burn you on a fire hazard. All of that. Everything in the world is a fire hazard. So to call somebody a fire hazard like it's a bad thing is to just be like, you're a thing that exists. It just sounds scary. Well. This is an emailed in one, and I like this because we don't get asked a lot of home improvement questions. Matt Brower says, there's a green wire on the outside of my house that keeps making a sizzling sound. What should I do? As a home improvement expert, I know that green is good. So leave it be. Green means good. Let it go. Nothing's going to happen. It'll be fine. That's what I would say. Or just play some loud music around where that wire is so you don't hear the sizzling.
I personally wouldn't recommend this one because I'm allergic to bees. But if you put a beehive right next to it,
it's buzzing.
You're going to hear the bees. Yeah. And you'll wake up probably twice a month and think about it and just be super worried at night. For the rest of the time, you'll forget about it.
But it's a green wire. If it was a red wire, absolutely something to worry about. Green, always good.
Business idea. Let's start a company called Men's Crafters, and we make custom dildos. Like, we send you a mold, you send it back. Men's Crafters.
I'm pretty sure that's probably like a thing already.
Oh, it is, but they don't have a name as good as Men's Crafters. You don't have to be the first. Right. You just like.
I was thinking Men's Crafters would be better if we were. It was just like a, like also a glasses place that was just like men's glasses, because that's very big right now. Where it's like, FYI, I'm a man. I'm a dude wipes. I can't just use wet wipes. I ain't no pussy. I use dude wipes because I'm a man. Well, what's different than them? I don't know. It's in a cool
they're
black
tougher
box. It says dude wipes. It says dude on it.
Tougher material, like soap. To it's get like my grundle.
Man soap. Real soap for men. What's different about it? Does it still clean? Yeah, but it's not stupid. Ain't none of those lady soaps like Dove. It smells like smoke. You actually smell dirtier when you get out of the shower than you did when you got in. Why would I want that? Because you're a man. The soap is not really soap at all. It's just a big clump of dirt that you rub all over yourself. And it spreads out all over your body as the water is falling on you.
Because men should smell like men.
Man stuff. Men's crafters. There's a problem in this country with childcare. Just in general, I don't have kids, but everybody that does have kids that I know is always like, dude, it's so expensive for childcare. Childcare sucks, dude. I don't know how I can afford this. My wife might have to quit her job so she can stay at home and watch the kids because childcare is so expensive. I have an idea where we can just save everybody a ton of money on childcare. What if we just made a bar where you can drop your kids off and like pay a $10 cover and like the people at the bar, it's kind of like, hey, you can drink at this bar, but also you're kind of watching these kids and you just loosely watch these kids to like make sure that they don't kill each other. And it's like, yeah, it's not the greatest daycare, but it's better than spending $1,000 a month at a fancy daycare where it's like, this was $10 a day and they get to just hang out.
Dude, I'm actually more on board with this one. Most people would say, oh, you're just going to leave your kids with people that are drinking in the middle of the day. Yes.
They're pros
at it.
They're
probably older. They're probably like, have you ever seen bar regulars that go in the middle of the day? They're in their 50s and 60s. They're not getting hammered fucking drunk. Like,
right.
Those people don't. They just, usually. They sit there and they get a buzz.
I did have another daycare idea. I feel like the pickup and drop off is always kind of a pain in the ass. Like, oh shit, I got to swing by and pick up my kid for daycare. What if it was just like a party bus? There was a daycare and they pick up the kids. And they can drop them off too, but you could like pick them up from your parent, like from the parents' work. You could drop them off to the parents at work at the end of the day and shit like that. But it's just a party bus. So the bus just drives around. It's got a daycare in it instead of the party stuff. It's just a daycare. The kids just drive around all day, or you could park it somewhere so they can hang out, go outside, enjoy the fresh air. But they got a little daycare on the party bus. Then you can drop them off at the end of the day. It's brilliant.
That's not a feasible business with gas prices the way they're going right now. Maybe for the super rich.
Yeah.
By the way,
that's
also
the high
kids,
scale one. Bar was the kids. Lower scale.
Okay, I've never trained a day in my life, Zuckerberg, and I'm very confident I'd slap you and your Brazilian jiu-jitsu bitch ass around.
I bet you.
You're a fucking nerd. I bet you I would.
I
because I know how to grapple just a little bit. Now, he may be able to get my ankle, but
he
guess
trains
what?
In it. He trains in grappling, I would imagine.
Yeah, he trains in it, but I bet you he doesn't train in elbows to the eye.
I will feel fight like a guy nerd. That trains jiu-jitsu would beat you in a fight.
Not if it's Mark Zuckerberg. He's a fucking nerd.
I could fuck up an alligator.
Not on land, dude.
Anybody that's listening, just so you know, in case a gator comes at you, serpentine pattern. They're very quick in straight line speeds. They're not good at change of direction. And they're cold-blooded, so they do run out of energy fairly quick on land. Do not run in a straight line. You got to zigzag. Otherwise, that croc is going to fucking get you.
I could fuck up an alligator.
Don't fall for that shit.
Not in water. Give me a gator. Me v a gator on land. I'm going to fucking stomp the shit out of that bitch. Oh, I'm gonna choke it out, bro. I'm gonna choke it out. I'm fucking way stronger than a gator.
I'm phoning a friend of the most Cajun motherfucker I know, and I'm gonna be like, I'm not gonna ask them. Like, you call your uncle that still lives in deep South Louisiana. I need him to come fight a gator. And he'll be like, oh, I need some booze. Let's do it now, boy.
Bring me a gator. I'm challenging any alligator listening to this podcast. Come at me, bro. I learned from Steve Irwin. I know how you think. I know how you work, little flat ass bitch. And she says, is it inappropriate to ask my wax lady to take a pic for me while she's down there?
No.
Yeah, I'm assuming that's what she means. She means, like, is it cool to be like, hey, yeah, will you take a picture of my...
She's already down there. Why wouldn't she? In what world would she be like, that's inappropriate? Like, ma'am, you're staring at it right now. Can you just take my phone and take a picture for me so I can see? I can honestly see in no world where this is inappropriate to ask.
You know, when you go get a haircut and like they do the back of your head and then they show you the mirror, like they have the little handheld mirror and they're like, here you go. You know, look at that. Like, do they not have that at the waxing place? So it's like, here you go. And like they hold up a picture, or they hold up the mirror.
That's
and they're
a good
like,
point.
Look at, here's your hooter. Like, what do you think? Also in the future, just be like, could you sketch it for me? Sketch me like one of your French girls. If I were like deathly allergic to peanuts, for example, but like I had my EpiPen, which is supposed to like stop your throat from swelling up or whatnot. Like, are there people that are like, I can't eat these, but I really want to fucking eat some peanut M&Ms. And like, you just like grab a handful of peanut M&Ms. You can stab yourself with the EpiPen. Can I just keep eating that? Or is it going to go right back? And then I'm going to have to use a bunch of EpiPens. Like, do you get like 10 minutes where you can just do it and it fights the whatever like the allergy is?
It depends on the allergic reaction. So like if your allergic reaction is you just break out in hives, yeah, you're fine. If your throat swells and closes when you eat these kind of things, no. You can't just use an EpiPen and then just eat it again. Because then you're going to need another EpiPen. And then you're going to overdose on EpiPen. You're going to overdose on EpiPens.
Can you? You can overdose on EpiPens?
I would fucking assume so.
What's an EpiPen? Is everybody's different?
Is it Benadryl? I mean, it's a chemical that acts...
What's it called? Epinephrine. That's EpiPen. That's why.
Yeah, that makes total sense.
Should have known that. Epinephrine was what I was thinking, yeah. But that just cures all... Like, why don't... If you have an allergy, why don't you just inject that into you and then you'll never have allergies, right? Like, doesn't that... Does that just stop any allergy? Because like if you had a peanut allergy compared to like if you had a shellfish allergy compared to if you had like an allergy to like bananas, like it's a one size fits all kind of situation there. Because that's wild. And I feel like we should use it for more shit if that's the case.
Too much epinephrine can cause dangerously high blood pressure, stroke, or death. So don't do multiple doses of EpiPens just so you can eat some fucking peanut butter M&Ms.
If I met a spot, like if Robert's like, yo, dude, check out my friend Spot, I would assume that he was going to introduce me to a dog, even though Robert hates dogs and would probably never be near a dog. But like if he showed up with like a friend from like, this is my friend Spot from high school. I'd be like, you got a dog name, dude. Like unless there was like, he had like a spot on his face and that's what they called him, Spot. Like that would make sense. Like if I met a Fido that was a dude, like I'd be like, what's up with this?
Imagine someone, well, we really loved our family dog, so when we had another kid, we named him after him.
But if I met a dog named William, that's fucking badass. Like, a dog named Ferguson, hilarious. If I met, like, a girl named Lassie, I'd just be like, you're not a dog. In movies growing up, like, the bully was named Spike. And it's like, dude,
tough name.
That's a dog name. It's a dog name. Dog's named, dogs are named Spike. You know, I'm not that scared of you, bro.
I mean, Spike always kicked the lead character's ass early in the movie, though, so they were scared.
Right, but ever since that, like, you always see the lead character, like, kick their ass at the end, so I'm like, I know that I can overcome you anyways. And, like, you have a dog name, so chill out, boy. Skyler says, before the release of Jaws, did sharks approach silently without a cello accompaniment?
Oh, those are just the rich sharks. They got shark families with money, and they hire that.
Fucking privileged ass sharks. Those are the great white ones. You know that. It's always the whites ruining the oceans over there.
You know, originally they were just called white sharks. They called themselves the great whites. They did. So that was pretty fucking problematic. Fuck sharks, just in general. I want to watch you 1 week a year, and I'm not even going to watch you, but I want you to be on TV 1 week a year so that I can watch you if I decide to.
I'd like to know that you will be on TV this week in case I'm feeling down and I need to just watch sharks jump up and eat seals.
I just want you to stop going near Cape Cod. So next time I visit my family, if I want to go in the water, I can without having just irrational fear in 2 feet of water.
But yeah, the sharks with the cello accompaniments are just flexing their white privilege and they're problematic.
Like that, I just tried to shit on the rich sharks and then said, I'd like to visit my family in Cape Cod.
Yeah, Richie. Turn your own privilege off.
It hit me at the end as I was saying it. I was like, God damn it, you sound like a douche.
Also, comeback kid this week is Meghan Markle. Meghan Markle, her former Royal Highness. I don't fucking know. I don't care. But Meghan Markle is back this week because it came out that she got, I believe, $20 million from Spotify to do podcasts. And she did, I think, 16. Not a lot. And then just kind of quit doing it, but got $20 million from Spotify. And then it came out that she didn't even, like, do the podcast. She would have her people go out and get interviews with people. And then she would sit in a studio and, like, redo everything. Like, she asked the questions and, like, probably put in fake laughs and probably do all this shit that, like, just completely was a fabricated interview where she wasn't really asking any of the questions. I'm sure she just went and reread whatever the questions the interviewer was asking. But then it was like, oh, this is Meghan Markle interviewing Prince. If that's what podcasting is, like, we're about to fucking step our guest list up. But on that note, we do have a very special guest that we'd like to share with you guys. And it's my favorite guy from The Office. It's Steve Carell. So without further ado, here he is, Steve Carell, via Zoom.
Holla, holla, Pass the Gravy Podcast.
Joining the show today, we got a very special guest. He's from my favorite TV show of all time, one of my favorite actors ever, the one, the only, Steve Carell. Thank you so much, man, for joining the show today.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to meet you.
First off, like I said earlier, I am a huge Office fan. I can't tell you how many times I've watched the show. I still tell people to this day, the best show on TV or streaming or whatever.
Here we go. Love Ricky Gervais. I see where you're going. I've watched your show. I know what you do. Oh, I got you confused. I got you confused with the good one, right? Oh, no, I didn't mean your Office. I meant the good one. And scene.
Whoa, Steve, we're not messing with you, man. We're legitimately big fans here, dude. Where's this coming from?
You know, I hear the camera adds 10 pounds. Looks like you've eaten 5 cameras.
Steve, neither of us are trying to mess with you right now. I promise you. We just wanted to have you on the show. We're huge fans. Can we please just have a nice, good old-fashioned, straight-up interview?
Straight interview, okay. Yeah, I'm down with that. That sounds great.
Okay. So let's just kind of start over. Let's restart this whole thing. And I believe, Pat, you had a question for Steve.
So, Steve, we all know The Office. It's a massive streaming success. It was huge on TV. What was the best movie you ever did?
Oh, Evan Almighty, of course. Fuck you, fatty.
No need for the name calling. We both have a lot of questions. It just feels like you're taking this like one big joke.
Actually brought a few things I'd like to say to you.
Like what?
The only French word you know is buffet.
I mean, that's probably true, but is that it?
You look like a homeless guy who's been to a soup kitchen that specializes in ice cream soup.
All right, you know what, man? I get it. Like, I'm fat. I'm overweight. But, like, I've been working on it. I'm going on walks. I just picked up golfing. It's not as easy as it looks.
What are you doing? I'm sorry.
Okay, like, I get it. I'm just some fucking fat nobody. You're Steve Carell. Nobody ever makes fun of you.
That's not true. There's lots of things to make fun of.
Like what?
I'm Italian. You make fun of that.
Oh, so you're a pervert and your last name isn't actually Carell?
Not originally.
What is it, Pinocchio? Because your nose?
Okay. Okay.
Have you ever gone to the beach and you hear people yelling, shark, 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 and then you realize you're just doing the backstroke and they're all mistaking your big Italian nose for a shark fin?
When you go to the beach and you swim out past the buoys, do people think that there's an island there?
Hey, I'm not that fat, man.
You are.
No, I'm not. I said I'm working on it, man.
You're pretty fat.
You know what? Fuck you, Steve. You're an asshole.
All right. Fuck you, fatso. Okay.
All right. And I guess that was Steve Carell. I feel like, what was it? They always say, don't ever meet your heroes. Shit. All right. Back to the show, I guess.
Gravy gang, gang, gang.
There's a reason they say nice guys finish last. It's fucking true.
You got to think Walking Dead, and that's how I think Walking Dead in terms of life, where it's like, that guy's an awesome dude. He's really nice, and he would probably die within like the first week and a half of a zombie apocalypse because he would like give other people his food, and then everybody would take advantage of him. Or like, all right, this guy, he's a dick, but I'd ride that out with him for a while at least because like, he seems like a chill dude, wouldn't mind stealing shit occasionally, but I don't think we're going to resort to murder day two. I don't think we're going to be eating people. I could probably last like a month, a solid month, like assuming I'm not like right where the zombie attack is. Like I can get away a little bit, but I think I could last a month and then I'd get killed by somebody else.
If I made it past a month, I think I would just be good. Like if I'm going to die, it's going to be in the first month. If I find it into a group, I would probably be like, listen, the only way I'm going to survive is if I'm the guy that's willing to do really fucked up shit that nobody else wants to do.
Robert, no chance.
I would be the guy that'd be like,
life, bro. I'd be the guy that was just waiting for like there to be like, I make it the month and then I'm just waiting for there to be like the part at like a season finale where it's like, I got to sacrifice myself for the greater group. We're in a fucking post-apocalyptic society anyways. It's not like we're going back to where we were. We're not going to have NFL football anytime soon. Whatever. I'll be a hero. And then
it all comes back to years.
Everybody would love me and my character arc.
That historically that works when we're like, hey, Israel and Palestine, stop fighting. You guys aren't allowed to fight.
That's honestly been my biggest take on it. It's like, what if like we all just chilled out, guys? Huh? You're telling me.
I mean,
we go to the border. We go to the fucking border of Israel and Palestine and we throw on fucking an Octobox on a Sunday afternoon. And we're like, fellas and ladies, respectfully, check out this big fucking jumbotron of just football. Like, they would all be like, this is amazing. We're like, in Sunday, ceasefire. Ceasefire Sundays. That's what Sundays are for. Ceasefires. I'm pretty sure we can solve, like, all global politics by just being like, but look at football. Because, like, no one besides us has that. Canada, yours doesn't count, all right?
You know what? I think that's just it. Like, I know they have soccer, but, like, do they? I don't think there's enough sports in the Middle East. That's the problem. They're at least trying to bring soccer. They're trying to bring sports, but they need better sports.
Point.
These guys have been warring and literally getting their hands on rocket launchers and firing them. And your solution to end that is, hey, instead of firing fucking giant balls of explosives out of your bare hands, watch this guy kick a ball around grass and maybe score once over 90 minutes. No, we got to send him football. You're right.
Like, dude, no, it's all day. It's all day on Sundays. And then also for like 4 hours on Monday nights and then on Thursday nights too. And then have I told you about college football? And they're like, what? What? It's like, yeah, no, it's like 5 days a week. You can basically do this whenever. Like, it's just an excuse to just watch this game. And they're like, this is fucking sick.
Like, plus, like
who even has time for work? Like, Pat, think about your, like, our routine. Like, Pat and I have been on a real good, like, string of just fucking, like, broing out, I feel like, over the last week, where it's, like, sending each other bets, like, hopping on each other's bets. We're Fortnite gaming. We're linking up on that. We're talking football. You don't have time to talk about war. You and I haven't had any time until now. Like, this is the podcast. This is where we're covering the hard-hitting topics. But, like, you and I wouldn't have time to even think about war in our daily lives right now because we're too busy, like, trying to win bets, trying to make money, trying to watch our boys, like watch our football team win.
They need sports. Sports keep kids off the streets. And kids that aren't on the streets aren't firing rocket launchers randomly into the air.
Facts. If you're placing a bet, you're not shooting an RPG.
That's fact.
Fact.
Can't bring RPGs into sports books.
Not allowed.
I think we solved the Middle Eastern crisis. We just got to get sports.
We did. You're welcome, world. Aaron Rodgers is he's going to take a darkness retreat to decide his future, which I think means going into a dark cave and like just being isolated.
No, so basically he's going to, I don't know if it is a cabin, but it's going to be a cabin that's completely blacked out from the outside. It's pitch blackness. I guess food will just be like dropped through a slot for him. So it's basically just a giant sensory deprivation thing for 4 straight days.
He's just going to masturbate.
Sign me
a
guy. Right? He's going to be in the dark at all times, sensory deprivation.
So he's going to jerk it a little bit.
Dude, he's going to be jerking it so much.
Right.
Dude, so basically the sensory deprivation, what it's supposed to do is release DMT, which is what they call the God particle, which is apparently what your brain is supposed to flood with as you're dying so you peacefully slip off into fucking death. I found that about DMT. I did not know that part. But, like, can you imagine how good jerking it's going to feel with your brain flooded with DMT?
Right. 4 days is jerk fest. That's what he's
like, doing. He's going to stink and be very sticky when those 4 days are up. And then I hope he sticks with the Packers. Landed it.
Pass the Gravy Podcast.
Former Giants player Carl Banks covers the Giants. And he had tweeted this out because let's just say the Giants weren't really good at tackling on Thursday night last week. And Carl Banks said, want to get rid of missed tackles? Hunt like wolves. And then he showed himself making a tackle back when he played for the Giants. And then he showed a pack of wolves eating something. I get where he was going, but what if we actually like signed wolves to NFL teams? Like Air Bud, there was the loophole. They're like, show me a rule book where it says dog can't play basketball. Show me in the NFL handbook where it says a wolf cannot play for a team, because that would be like a fucking awesome defender. Like you just bite somebody's fucking leg, like sick. Like I want that guy. I want that guy.
That's
on the field.
That's immediate ejection. I'm pretty sure they're in the rule book. It does say you have to be a person.
Does it?
I want to do this now. I want to figure out what animal would be best at every position.
I think a wolf would be like a solid defender, though. I would say like a wolf would be a better safety than a corner, because like you want that as your insurance. Like you got your corner gets beat and then like, oh no, now we got a wolf to attack him. Like just sick him. And the wolf just and like just swarm into him like wolves, like Carl Banks says. I'm just saying something to think about. Worked for Air Bud. Air Bud won his team a fucking championship. Maybe the Giants should sign like one wolf. Just see how it goes. Maybe it's a dud, but you can't say you didn't try then. Like Colin Kaepernick said, worst case scenario, like you see that you got a viable asset. Best case scenario, like you don't even have to use the wolf because the defense steps it up because now they're intimidated that you have a wolf on the team. Also, best case scenario, think of how cute a wolf would look in football pads and a jersey. I always have said, like, rodeo riders, like, people that participate in rodeo, like, bull riders and calf scramblers and shit like that, like, and NASCAR drivers and country singers all have names that are pretty much interchangeable to me. Most of them are two first names. So I thought, since Robert probably knows the most about NASCAR rodeos and country music, I had a little game that I put together for Robert that I just kind of wanted to try out. It's called rodeo, country, or NASCAR. So we're just going to quickly run through it. And you tell me if this is NASCAR, a NASCAR driver, a country singer, or somebody that is a rodeo athlete. All right. Ross Griffin.
Singer.
Rodeo. Rider. He's a saddle bronc rider.
Okay.
Zach Dallas.
We'll go driver.
It's rodeo.
That's rodeo.
He's another saddle bronc rider.
Okay.
Jackson Dean.
That's a driver.
It's a country singer. Sheldon Creed.
Rodeo.
NASCAR. He's on the Xfinity series. We got a couple more. Cade Bruno. Is it country, NASCAR, or rodeo?
I'm going to go rodeo.
All right. He is a rodeo. He's a saddle bronc rider. A lot of saddle bronc riders. Chase Matthew.
Chase? That sounds like a driver.
Nope, he's a country singer.
Oh!
There was a lot of chases when I was doing this exercise. We're going to run through three chases real fast. Chase Beckham.
That sounds like a singer.
That is a country singer. Chase Elliott.
Driver.
Yes. And last but not least, Parker Chase.
I'm going to go with rodeo.
No, he's a NASCAR driver in the Xfinity series. What is the coolest like slogan or slang word for money?
Quiche, Skrilla.
I like Skrilla a lot.
Yeah, it's fun to say, but I can't say that. Hold on, let me get this Skrilla out real quick.
I liked like when you call them bones. I got fitty bones. I got fitty bones on this Knicks game tonight.
Me and my buddies use guap from time to time. I don't know how that one started. Guap. It's a lot of guap, dude.
Paper, get that paper. Get that paper. Yeah. Get that bread, dough, and cake. Get that dough.
Dough and cake. Well, see, cake means something different now.
Cake is ass now, right?
Yeah, cake is ass, dude.
So I'm going to say Skrilla is the coolest one to like
it's
refer
the most
to
fun to say.
Dr. Pepper is very big in Texas. Like everybody loves them some DP. But I think Mr. Pibb is a far superior beverage. I had a Mr. Pibb for the first time in a while. And like, I was like, dude, this is like Dr. Pepper's overrated. I think Dr. Pepper is one of those things. It's like hyped up because people are told that it's good. There's a lot of stuff like that. It's just like, we're just told, oh, this is the best thing on earth. But like, I low key think Dr. Pepper's trash. Dr. Pepper sucks. They brag about having 23 fucking ingredients. Mr. Pibb doesn't have that many ingredients in it because they just get to the fucking point. Dr. Pepper is like the Corona of soft drinks, where like Corona Light is shit beer, but they were great at marketing and being like, hey, we have bathing suits you can get and flip-flops and tank tops and t-shirts. And like Dr. Pepper's like, we got hats and shirts. You can wear these. And people are like, I'm a Pepper too. Like, it's just hip to think Dr. Pepper's cool. Dr. Pepper's not that good. Mr. Pibb is way better. It's more refreshing. And like, it's not a fucking, like, it's not flaunting its fucking degree around, you know?
You texted me this weekend and I went into a blind rage. I thought you were fucking with me. I thought you were fucking with me, to be honest. And you convinced me, like, dude, go buy one. Side by side it. And I don't think anybody or anything in my life has ever hurt me as bad as coming to the realization that Pibb is better. I tried it.
Right?
I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to say, I was like, no, somehow Pibb did make the superior drink.
As a fashion expert, as a fashionista myself, it's time to tell the ladies, like, lose the fucking skirts. Skirts are fucking like an adult woman, an adult grown woman. And a fucking skirt is weird as shit. Lose the fucking skirts, lady. Grow up, Peter Pan. You're not 12 years old anymore. This isn't fucking grade school. You're not a schoolgirl. Lose the schoolgirl mentality. Act your age. Put some fucking dresses on like an adult. Grow
sundress.
The fuck up. Sundresses. Thank you, Pat. That's classy. But all this like, oh, I'm wearing a skirt. What are you, 43 years old in a skirt? No, what class are you going to? If you're not going to classes, you don't need to be wearing skirts. Women's fashion sucks, dude. I know that women act like they know fashion, yeah. But women's fashion sucks. Just act your fucking age, chill out, lose the skirts, and grow the fuck up.
Holla, holla, pass the gravy podcast.
Honorable mention, Billie Jean King.
Billie Jean King, yeah. That's who Michael Jackson wrote the song about.
Was that really who that was about?
Yeah. Billie Jean is not my girl.
I mean,
she wasn't into him. What a lot of people don't know is like Smooth Criminal, Annie, Are You Okay? He was asking about Billie Jean King, and the record producers made him swap the names. And so it was just Billie Jean ended up being the other one. But the song, Annie, Are You Okay? Smooth Criminal, was really about Billie Jean, where he's like, are you all right? And that was when she was struggling in her tennis career. A lot of people don't know that. That's an unknown Michael Jackson fact. Just because the Oppenheimer shit was everywhere, I did do like research on it. And like, I got stuck in one of those like wormholes where you learn about like, hey, who is J. Edgar Oppenheimer that they made the movie about? So I had some fun facts about J. Edgar Oppenheimer that I thought maybe I'd share at the pod. If you guys are down for some educational facts here real fast.
Always.
The J in J. Edgar Oppenheimer stands for Julius.
He was a doctor, right?
Yeah, he had a PhD.
So he was the original Dr. J.
He was the original Dr. J. People don't talk about that. He also correctly predicted the existence of black holes back in 1939. He can speak five languages, English, Greek, Latin, French, and German. And he was also the original inventor of the children's game Bop It. And then Hasbro renamed it from Op It to Bop It. And now it's been the commercial success that we see today.
Wait, he invented Bop It.
He invented Bop It. It was originally called Op It, which is like, I would rather see a movie called Oppenheimer and then show how he invented Bop It. Because I watched the Blackberry movie. That was dope. I watched Air, how they made the Air Jordans. Show me how they fucking made the Boppenheimer. The Bop It.
Dude, when did he make it? I thought that came out in like the 90s.
It was in like the 40s. It was originally out there. Hasbro originally purchased the patent and then turned it into Bop It.
I want to play the 40s version of it. Like, how did that even work?
How much do you want to bet like the original like Bop It was like that detonates the bomb?
Maybe that's what gave him the idea.
Twist it. Bop It. That would be wild. Yeah, fun little facts about J. Edgar Oppenheimer. Do you want to share that at the water cooler this week?
I definitely will be.
You'll turn some heads. How can you not like Jimmy Buffett? He's one of like those the handful of people in the world that everybody's like, fuck yeah, dude, I love Jimmy Buffett. You don't have to love his music, but he was just a vibe. Like, he invented the motherfucking margarita. How do you not love the inventor of the margarita?
That was him?
Goddamn icon.
That was him?
You didn't know that?
Why do you think they call it Margaritaville? You think they just made that up? Like, that was just a random name that they came up with? No, like, he invented the margarita.
I didn't know that. I don't drink, so that, I mean, I have no reason to look into the backgrounds of alcohol and margaritas.
You got to know history, though.
Yeah, this is the history of the margarita. It was invented by Jimmy Buffett, and it was perfected by Chili's. That's all you need to know. A lot of people don't know that. Like, I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were like, why did they keep canaries in coal mines? And I had to tell that idiot. I was like, dude, how do you think they found all of the coal? Like, the coal doesn't just, like, sprout at them. Like, they had to have the fucking canary be like, I found some coal. Canaries can specifically, they're the best bird in the world at smelling coal. And that's how they would find all of that coal. Like, that's how this country was built, essentially, on canaries and coal mines. I'm pretty sure Noah was just the ark. They're like, oh, dude, you're cool. You kept all the animals alive. Noah actually started PETA. A lot of people don't know that.
No, Noah definitely ate animals. There's no way he started PETA.
I mean, he was like, PETA got out of control. Like, that's when the lizards took over PETA. Like, we just are nice to animals. Like, people for the ethical treatment of animals, they're like, yeah, we just don't beat animals. Like, that's just what we do. We're not animal cruelty people. We're being chill with the animals. And then these other people are like, you can't ever eat them. And they're like, but what about the cows? Like, we're going to eat some of the cows, right? Like, never. And then, like, all right, that's getting crazy. And then it got, you know, radicalized. But I think PETA started out okay. It's like, hey, let's just not hit the animals. That seems fair.
Give the dog
started
kisses.
That on the ark. Yeah, he was like, oh, look at this llama. Let's just not punch it. Okay. All Egyptian pyramids were really just covering up volcanoes. That's why the Egyptians never had problems with volcanoes. If you look throughout history, when was a time you ever saw an Egyptian civilization getting wiped out because of a volcano? You didn't. You just didn't. Because every time they had a volcano, they built a fucking pyramid. It wasn't pharaohs and kings and queens that were getting buried in these pyramids. That was just a disguise. That was the disguise that, you know, that there's volcanoes. They worshiped the volcanoes, but they were like, you're a fucking problem, dude. And so they had to build the pyramids around the volcanoes, and boom, that's why Egypt's never had a problem with the volcano. That's a little fun fact for you guys if you didn't know that. The only like logical sense of what happened with the pyramids is like dinosaurs. When you look back at it, like those guys were big enough to like move shit. You know, like they didn't have bulldozers. They didn't have cranes. Have you seen the Flintstones? Maybe the Flintstones weren't not that far off. And maybe they had some sort of Flintstone setup with like brontosauris were used as cranes. You know, Fred clocking into work, going to the construction site with their little stone wheels. And their cars, like, then they were going, they built the Great Pyramid of Giza. Like, I think that is probably the most logical thing as to how we built the pyramids, right? Life jacket can't sink. Like, they float. What if you just built the boat out of a life jacket?
Well, I mean, a boat is a life jacket.
Right.
It floats. Like,
if you had built the Titanic out of a life jacket, does it rip with the iceberg or does it just keep floating? You know, like what happens if you just cut a hole in a life jacket? It's just going to be a life jacket that floats with a hole in it.
It's not going to float as well,
but it would still float. You just need to float a little
bit. But it won't hold as much weight if there's a hole in it.
But it'll hold some weight, which is better than no weight. I don't know if this scientific experiment's been done before. Maybe Mythbusters did it or what. But if you ripped a life jacket in half, threw it in the water, then you cut a steel beam and threw it in the water, I bet the life jacket floats a little bit more. It would just be a ripped life jacket floating to the top. Something to think about, though. Maybe, like, in the future, let's start looking into, like, just try one ship. Just build it out of a life jacket.
Next question we got. Oh, it's from Texas Cat Daddy.
Oh, it's from a douchebag.
Texas Cat Daddy, a.k.a. Brandon Davis. He's at a stream of cream. He says air versus water. Who you got?
I'm going to pick water.
I think water because you drown.
Well, water because you drown. Have you ever used a bidet?
No.
You sure as shit can't use air.
It's like one of those with the hand things that it's just like upside down.
Yeah, like,
so
I mean,
you could dry your ass.
You can spray air against your butthole. It's not going to get clean. You squirt a little water on that bitch, it's going to work.
Great. Those are great points.
I've actually got a buddy who
looked at it as like what could kill you, and I was like, well, water kills air. So
yeah, I've got a buddy who whose girlfriend got a bidet, and then he just stopped pooping at home and would only poop at her place. Because he was like, it changed his life.
Why not?
Well, MMA.
Think of all the paper you save.
Well, he's also one of those weird guys that only poops every couple of days. I was like, how is that even fucking possible?
That's not healthy.
Yeah.
I don't think that's healthy.
Yeah. I don't know. He's got a six pack. He's doing something right.
He's on steroids.
Probably.
Probably steroids. Yeah. Air versus water. We go water.
Yeah.
I mean, you live with water, right? You can get dehydrated. You can always. I mean,
also, like, if you have water, you can have a boat.
But like
people
water,
love hanging out on
water
boats.
Suffocates you, so like they beat air 100% of the time.
Also, just pressure washing water works better than air.
Great point.
You can cut
Great
diamonds
point.
With water.
Yeah. Only
you
diamond.
Need water.
Only,
I mean,
only
okay,
diamonds
I was about to say,
diamonds,
I was about
dude.
To say, you need water to live, but you need air too. But
you need a hybrid.
Water brings us whiskey.
Hair would be the hybrid, which we all have, so that's good.
You don't need air for whiskey. You need water for whiskey. That's the deciding factor. I can get fucked up on water. Can't
good
get
point.
Fucked up
that's
on
a
air.
Good point.
Next question we got. This is from Brett Brandon. Brett asks us, so I understand that tampons come in packs with L, R, and S on them, but what do those stand for? Left-handed, right-handed? What are the ones with S for? I mean, I, as an expert on women, like most men are, I think it's very obvious. It's left-handed, right-handed, and switch hitter, right? It's just you use the tampon and you put it in whichever side of your vagina you bleed the most out of, right?
No, dude, it's a system. There's left flap, right flap, and straight down the middle.
You have to put three in?
Dude, it takes a village. That's what Dang. Those are for.
That's a lot. So you got to buy three tamps at a time. Yeah, we need to help women with the cost of these, all right? Let's help
yeah.
women. They're using three tamps. That can't be good. I mean, I thought, like, you just, like, it's like, whoa, I bleed more out of the left side. Okay, I got to buy left tampons. Actually, sometimes it switches. So this is just the switch tampon I'll get. And just, you kind of slide it the way it goes. You know, oh, flow's changing.
I mean, that's the bigger the flow, then you already got three. You're settled. You're handled.
Like three doesn't make, it doesn't even make sense, Pat, to throw three tampons
well, yeah, you know,
at a time.
Well, yeah, see, it would make sense if it was pads.
Right.
But this is on
That's,
the tamp
probably
box.
For the tamps.
I was thinking pads. I wasn't thinking tamps.
Because if you know anything about tampons, like I obviously know a lot about tampons, you know, you pull the thing and then they go poof, up in you. So it's like, oh, you probably just slide it to the left. It goes right to the left if you get the left-handed ones. Goes right to the right if you don't. And then it's just kind of bulkier. Probably like a heavier one, you know, if you're just switch, because it's like I bleed out of both sides.
I mean, logically, that's the most likely one.
Yeah, you wouldn't mark them like that if that's not how it is.
Welcome to our tamp talk.
Hey, we know women. I saw a billboard that said milk hydrates better than water. And I'm pretty sure it was just like a milk advertisement, which I always thought it was interesting that like milk advertised as like just milk, not a specific brand of milk. It was like Got Milk, not like Got Borden's. Like Apple's doesn't do that.
The industry really has like worked together very well.
Big Milk is really like, yeah, they're very coordinated. But how the fuck would milk be better hydrating than water? I don't understand that.
It can't be more hydrating. I'm calling cap on that. I'm calling cap on the milk industry.
I don't know what's going on with Big Milk, but let's keep our eyes open because there's something afoot. Something doesn't feel right about this. They're trying to go out. Like, you're going at water? You're going at water? What's next, air? Maybe America was like really good on their milk game, but now we've come off the milk game a little bit and they're trying to mama it and make America milk again.
Oh, dude, people have been trying to come at milk for a while now. Our whole goddamn life, we've known milk is good for your bones. So actually, you know what? I'm back on it. Milk is better than water. I forgot how much milk has done for me in my life.
Big Milk got to Pat. I think it's actually been the opposite, where milk is going after other companies.
They're attacking water, which is like the most, it's like water and air. Like, you don't go after them.
Water ain't going anywhere, though. It's literally not going
anywhere. Dude, but why are you attacking it, dude?
Don't forget about all that milk has done for you.
You can't live without water.
How much has milk done for you in your life? Bro, chocolate milk?
You're just going to take water. Chocolate milk. Water has done way more. Keeps me alive every day. Like, there was water, and then probably not too long after that, you had to have water to have cows drink the water. Then the cows drink the water. You milk the cows, you get milk. Milk didn't come that far after water came, I would assume. So, like, why weren't we always just crushing milk when we need a little hydration? It was always water. Because water is like what keeps you alive. Milk, no. Don't tell me it hydrates more. It doesn't. It's not true. It's fucking a lie. And I'm on to Big Milk. Everybody just keep your eyes up because they're up to some shit and I don't like it. It's not good.
Preach.
This weekend, I left myself a Drunk Notes app, like a full on, like 7, 8, 9 bullet points with my drunk idea. And it was a drunk idea for a restaurant. And the restaurant idea, I'm going to try and read just, it says restaurant idea, ham and mock. An upscale ham only restaurant where guests sit in hammocks. So first come, first serve with the hammocks. We don't have any tables. Think Fogo de Chao or a Brazilian steakhouse, but only ham. And the waiters and waitresses would slice it and then toss you the ham like frisbees.
You have to make it super upscale because you need to make a lot of money off of each person. Because I don't know about you, but if I'm laying down and eating ham, I'm going to fall asleep very quickly. And that's bad for the restaurant business because you're not turning tables. You got to get people in and out, get the next people in and out. You got to make more money off of them. And if people are napping, you can't really – I mean, your revenue is just dropping off right there.
Well, you see, you can't really turn tables because, like I said – in my notes earlier, there are no tables, just hammocks. I also put waiters and waitresses toss the hams from at least 10 feet away, and you can pay $5 for ham insurance. That replaces any ham that you don't catch. Which I don't know. I don't know if that means that like you don't catch the ham, you can't eat the ham, or if you can eat the ham off the ground. I think that's fair game. I think you should be able to eat the ham off the ground, but if you're like, couldn't catch it, I paid the $5 for ham insurance. I'd like another slice of ham, please. Toss me over another one, waiter.
The kind of people that are going to come in and do this are trashy.
They're classy people because they're not.
No, it's rednecks.
It's an upscale restaurant. It's like Fogo de Chao, dude. It's like those Brazilian steakhouses. You come in a nice outfit and then you just eat like a pig.
It's not upscale. They're throwing ham at you. Upscale in price, not in attire.
It's the most upscale ham restaurant there is, Pat. I haven't even told you our slogan yet.
Oh my God, how can it get better?
Our slogan is, we're known for one thing, and that's two things. Ham and hammocks. As a murder mystery, like, heavy-hitting podcast, I've, like, done some research, and I'm pretty sure that the only answer, like, yeah, okay, maybe some people have fallen in drunk. But really what I think it is there's a mermaid in Lady Bird Lake, and this bitch. This bitch is out there showing her titties off to these dudes that are going, you know, they're probably going to take a piss in the lake. They're like, oh, I'm just going to go see a lake. Wonder how the lake's looking today. And this mermaid just pops up, whips those bad boys out, and they're like, whoa. And then they're just, you know, they're caught up in the mermaid boobs and then they just fall in. Or maybe the mermaid boobs draw them and she's like, come on in. The water's great. And they hop in and she drowns them. That is the only logical explanation I can think of, actually. Dudes are dumb. That's probably how she lures them down there. Do mermaids sing siren songs? Probably. She probably does that. She's singing her little siren song and some drunk guy coming from rainy streets like, so you can check out a lake. Maybe go for a night's sweat. Oh, we got chicks here. Oh, and she showed me her tits. And she wants me to get in. Boom, he's in. Now he's drowned. Dead.
That's a good theory.
The police are going to apprehend a mermaid? Yeah, okay. She's not coming out of the water. They've been scuba diving down there? No, probably not. And if they're looking for bodies down there, you think she's staying there? No, she's swimming away. She's going downstream. So the ladybird... Lake Killer is 100% confirmed. Mermaid, you heard it here first. Please credit us. Mikey says, can a vampire policeman enter your home with a warrant? I was sort of confused with this. So I was like, vampire, enter home. There's rules for vampire to enter your home. It says a vampire can't enter a residence without an invitation. So is it okay for a vampire cop to enter your house with a warrant? A warrant counts as an invitation, I believe. It's a government invitation into someone's house, not a personal invitation from the homeowner, but the government saying you are allowed to go in this place. That is an invitation. It's a forced invitation, but it's an invitation nonetheless. A vampire cop would be allowed. A regular vampire, no, that's, you got to have the homeowner invite you in. I think if you're under the guise of law enforcement, that's a warrant, buddy. That's the judge saying, this is your invite to go search that house.
It doesn't have to be the homeowner, but I feel like it does have to be somebody inside the home inviting them in. I want to say no, but it is a legally binding invitation.
It is. It's legally binding as you can have. Like in court, it's like there was a warrant. I could be there. That is an invitation.
I'm going to say no, because I think what would have to happen is another policeman with the warrant would have to walk in and then they would have to invite the vampire policeman. I feel like the vampire still can't cross the threshold unless invited in by somebody who's already in the home.
The way I see it is if someone is home, you know, the warrant is shown to them, they have to open the door and
you're legally required.
It's still a vampire. Still going to play by vampire rules. Can't come in without an invitation. And I get that. That's a legally binding invitation, but I don't think that goes by vampire rules of what their mystical boundaries are.
Vampire cop. Now, that'd be something to see, huh?
Just sell your fucking foot pictures online, ladies. It's free money.
It's so easy. I tell my wife, like, every day, like, you got to start just to snap a pic. It's $50 at least right there. I don't want her to think I'm, like, degrading her. It's just, like, I'm trying to get us paid. I'm trying to, you know, we're trying to buy a house. I'm trying to buy that house. And it'd be nice if we had, like, a third little... Like, that buys the house, I think.
Her feet might be able to buy the house.
These feet were made for walking and taking pictures of, and that's what they're going to do. Let's buy a house, babe. Just fucking get a couple foot pics.
This is a sick house. How'd you afford it? Those fucking stompers.
See
right
these
there.
Feets? See these feetsies? And I'm not shitting on anybody that does OnlyFans, because, like, if you're showing, you know, boobs or anything else or whatever it is, I'm not putting you at fault, but I'm just saying, like, I don't know how I'd feel if Emma had an OnlyFans, but, like, if my wife had an OnlyFans that was just her feet, I think I'd be okay with that, because her feet are not, like, what turns me on. What are these guys going to do with it? I don't know, but, like, if they're paying a lot of money for it.
Who cares?
And it's
who
feet.
Cares what they're going to do?
At the end
of
the day,
it's feet. You don't have to watch them do it.
Yeah, you don't have to fuck them with your feet. Just show them the pictures.
Snap, send, forget. You're not showing your butthole online.
Right.
You're not showing your face. You're taking pictures of your feet. Your kids can't bully your kids about, oh, I saw your mom's feet last night. They'd be like, yeah, so did I. It's her fucking feet. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Everybody sees feet.
Like, get the fuck out of here.
Pass the Gravy Podcast.
I just got on Nextdoor the other day. I was feeling frisky. And Anne, somewhere in my neighborhood, she was on one. And she was bitching, attention dog owners, do not throw your dog's trash away in my dumpster. Do not throw it away. It is disgusting. Throw that away in your own dumpster. And I was just like, I could let this go. But, like, also, I'm feeling frisky. So I was like, I'm going to do even harder now. This lady was bitching that people, like, instead of letting their dog just shit in their yard and not clean up after it, that they will then pick it up, the gall, and then throw the poop bag in her dumpster that is outside on the curb. And she was like, well, it makes your trash can dirty. And I was like, hey, buddy, what do you think you put in a trash can, huh?
What was it before the poop went in there?
It seems like you're wasting your time if you're cleaning out your trash can, because you know what's going to go back in it? Trash.
I mean, there was literally one of those turning into your parent commercials, like pretty recently. At the very end, the guy's cleaning his trash can. The other guy's like, why?
I was like, well, me and my friends made a pact. We're just going to let our dog shit in your yard now. Thanks for the inspiration, Anne. And then she reported me because I got a notification that I was reported. So then I reported all of her posts. And so it's a little report war we're having. But like, is it wrong for somebody to, if I'm walking my dog and I clean up after my dog and you have your trash cans out, is that the worst thing in the world for me to throw my dog shit away bagged in your trash can? It's a trash can.
Yeah, I've never understood people getting mad at that. If you're bagging it and throwing it in there, you're not taking out your own trash. Like, you're taking it to the curb, but like, the trash man comes and gets it. At that point, like, it's all whatever. It doesn't matter.
And at one point, she tried to say that the trash man won't pick it up unless she puts it in its own container. And I was like, I guarantee you that's not true, because the trash men do not look inside the trash cans every single time.
They couldn't kill us.
Why do you think bodies get fucking thrown away and then dumps? Because they're like, I just dumped it. It's an electronic thing. It just fucking, the arm goes, it grabs it, it throws it in there, and it moves on. They're not like, hey, check that to make sure she's not throwing away any dog shit.
I mean, you can just leave shit loose in the trash, and they'll take it. They don't give a fuck. They're not going to slow down their day to, like, they're going to dump it. And as they're dumping, they look inside, like, wait. This trash isn't bagged. Put it back. We can't take it. They don't give a fuck.
There's nothing wrong with that, right?
Nothing wrong at all. Not even a little bit wrong.
People on Nextdoor would just be like, well, why would you do that? What would possess anybody to do that? Probably because they just didn't want to walk around with a bag of dog shit in their hand. Is queso a dipping sauce, or is it just a dip? Because to me, queso is a dip.
Yeah, it's a dip.
You can put it on other stuff, but it's not a dipping sauce. A dipping sauce is barbecue sauce. A dipping sauce is ranch. It's something that you would physically, like,
honey mustard.
Yeah. Queso is a dip itself. Guacamole is not a dipping sauce.
The
salsa is not a dipping sauce. It is a dip itself.
The people that say yes to it being a dipping sauce are the kind of people like, dude, you know who's got great queso? Chipotle. Dude, Taco Bell's queso that you dip the nachos in, so fucking good. That's a dipping sauce because it's not fucking queso. That watery bullshit that they'll give you. No, queso it's a dip.
Queso is it's its own thing. You order queso, you get ketchup with the table.
Marinara can even be a dipping sauce.
I would allow marinara to be a dipping sauce. Yeah,
I think the main queso I have is more runny, so I'm thinking of that one, and that one to me does seem more like a sauce. But I think overall, sure, it's a dip.
There's cheese sauce, which you put on nachos. That's not queso. That's cheese sauce.
Yeah. The people that say it is, I know, here's another example. They think that the cheese that you get with nachos at a ballpark is queso. No.
It's not queso. That's cheese sauce. Nacho sauce.
Yeah, cheese sauce.
I don't think it counts as a sauce if you pour queso on your burger, or if you're like, yo, when you make my burrito, pour some queso on it. Like, I don't think that means you're pouring a sauce. I mean, I think sauce is something that's specifically for that.
At the base of it, queso is for taking a tortilla chip and dipping it into it. That's what queso is for. Now, it's delicious, so of course America has taken it and ran with it and put it in a fucking 15,000 other things. But essentially, 99% of the time when you have queso, what are you doing? You're dipping a chip.
You're dipping it. But it's not a sauce.
It's a dip.
It's a dip.
Correct.
Exactly. Is it weird that everybody's grandparents just had a million things of, like, Cool Whip or whipped cream? Every time you leave your grandparents' house and they send you home with leftovers, it's always in, like, a Cool Whip container or a whipped cream container. I don't remember using whipped cream that often when I was at my grandparents' house. Like, yeah, they would have a pie occasionally, maybe, but, like, there's a ridiculous amount of containers of whipped cream and Cool Whip compared to the amount of consumption of whipped cream and Cool Whip that I've seen.
Well, it was one of those things back then where one, that came in a resealable thing that could be used after. Now, products are not put in a container that you can reuse. They're made in disposable shit. So you can't do it. But it wasn't just Cool Whip. It was like butter or margarine. Really, margarine. Hill or what was it called? Hill Croc. Hill Country Croc or some shit like that. You know the margarine that I'm talking about. It was all that. That's what everybody used.
I just feel like they had... It was like, even if you used every Cool Whip container that you had in your life, like there was still just an insane amount that they were always able to produce. They're like, oh, well, take these cookies home with you. Take this piece of pie home with you. Take this. And you're like, what? Okay.
Well,
like,
well also,
it was always sweet, but it's like, how much Cool Whip do we go through?
Old people used a lot because their entire life was just... They made pies. They were
pies,
people.
That's a lot of Cool Whip to go on pies.
That's old people ate that way, and they used to be happy and fat. We all need to start eating more whipped cream. Whipped cream makes you fat and happy. And then you have all the tubs that you can use to give your friends more whipped cream and fatty desserts that you make when they come over. But they're anonymous.
They're not anonymous. What are you talking about? They're the biggest women's basketball league in the world.
No. They're tall. So people would be like, ooh, look at that tall girl. But if Kevin Durant is walking down the street, you're like, ooh, that's Kevin Durant. Even the names that I could spot Brittany Griner, and that's it. Diana Taurasi, couldn't tell you what she looks like.
Sabrina Ionescu, I would know exactly who Sabrina Ionescu is.
Couldn't. Alex, who is that?
That is Elena Daladonna. Put me on the spot, and I just knocked that shit out of the park. Alex knows. Clip that. Will you clip that just to show, like, I am with women. Is anything a table when you put food on it?
I think more likely that would make it a plate than a table.
Maybe you put a plate of food on it.
I think a table has to have legs. I'm not going to say four, because not all tables have four, but I think a table's got to have flat surface and legs, and past that, I'm not going to put any requirements on it, but I think it needs those things.
I would say that... Yes, anything you put food on is a table. It becomes a table when you put the food on it, but the second that food is gone from it, it is no longer a table.
So
it's not always a table, but it's a temporary table. If you got a plate of barbecue, you go to the cook-off, the family cookout, and you got your little styrofoam plate, you're trying to find a spot, there's no table, like there's no spot at the table available. You're sitting on the chair, you got to put it in your lap, you're eating, your lap is a table at that point. You get up, your lap's not a table anymore. Oh, Alex, what about legs? Yeah, your legs are part of the legs for the table at that point. Yes. Anything that you put food on does become no, anything you're eating no. food off of does become the table.
But that's not it. Don't overthink this. Table's got to have some legs.
The center console of your car. You're on your way to work. You got a thing of oatmeal with you. You set it right there. That's a table.
That's not a table.
Table.
That is that. That's just a surface that you put your food on. That's not a table.
Well, it's a table until the food's not on it anymore.
So so every French fry, so the floor of your car is a table then?
Temporarily,
no.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Dude. Come on.
Anything that you put food on is a table. If you had I got this foam roller over here in the studio. If you gave me a box of donuts and that's all I had to set it on, and I had to balance it on that, that's a table.
So
I take those donuts off of it, not a table anymore.
I grab a couple peanuts out of a thing, shake them around in my hand. That's a table. No.
Yep.
No, it's not. No.
Hands are the most common, like, temporary tables, I would say, of anything.
No. I disagree.
Agree to disagree on this one. But
I need.
I'm on the right side of history.
I wanted to start a thing where, like, before I go to bed each night, I just take like, a sip of gin.
No one's ever wound down the night with a. With an alcoholic beverage before. It's a great idea, Pat.
So everyone, before you go to bed, every single night, don't let doctors tell you that's alcoholism. Have a shot of gin. I'm sure it'll spruce up your dreams.
Yeah, that's called a nightcap, buddy.
But it's gin.
That's been a thing forever. It's a group of ladies make lists. Places of men should not take them on first date. Number one is Cheesecake Factory, followed by Applebee's, which I get, Chili's, the movies, your house, any fast food chain, Buffalo Wild Wings, Wingstop, Red Lobster, IHOP, Denny's. Like, all right, I feel like we should fire it off, though. Just let's go through our list. Fellas, our list of places that you don't really need to take chicks on first dates, all right? And also, like, to ladies, if you're trying to Sadie Hawkins this shit and take us on dates, let's go through some places that we don't want you taking us. Dirty alleys. Don't want to go there. The emergency room. Don't go to the emergency room on a first date.
Funeral.
Bad spot to take a girl on first date.
Grief is nature's most powerful aphrodisiac. Learned that from Chaz.
The scene of a murder.
The DMV.
DMV. That's a great one. Any of the houses from the Saw movies. Because those are just, that's a disaster waiting to happen.
Gaza.
Yeah, right now, probably not an ideal place. Anywhere you think that, like, Batman or Spider-Man would be needed to, like, save somebody from a mugging, don't go there. Because then Batman or Spider-Man is going to get the action. You're not going to.
It's a good point. I didn't think about Batman being Mr. Steal Your Girl, but he could be.
See, there's just one more thing. So this, I mean, there's tons of places I feel like that's a way better list. It's a way better list of, like, that's a real list. Don't take your girl there on a first
date. And also Applebee's.
Fuck Applebee's. Chili's always.
Holla, holla, pass the gravy podcast.
Once you become pregnant, are you no longer fertile? Because, like, I mean, fertility, it's like, okay, I feel like that's the ability to become pregnant. But once you're pregnant, you can't get pregnant again once you're, like, while you're pregnant.
I think fertility is the ability to become pregnant. But then, like, you being pregnant is, like, the ultimate fertility. It's like, I'm fertilizing. You're fertilizing a child, are you not? Like, that is what like being pregnant is, isn't it?
Well, I mean, here it says fertility is the ability to conceive a child. You can't conceive a child if you're pregnant. I think, like, there's been, like, you know, rare things that happen, but, like, really you can't. I think I stumbled onto some shit.
No, I think you are, like, you're pregnant, you're fertile. But yeah, I guess you can't be, like, you get double pregnant. Twins, how do you think twins are made? So you can still be,
I mean,
fertile.
You stop ovulating. No, like, it's extremely unlikely that you can get pregnant again during it, but, like, you stop ovulating.
Oh, really?
You're not ovulating, you're not fertile.
How do you think twins come? Double sex. I don't know, Robert, what do you think?
I think it becomes like you were and no longer are.
You were fertile, see? Now you're not. Okay.
2v1.
No, I see your point. Like, I'm not saying it's not a good point. I kind of agree with you, but then it's kind of like, but you're still, like, you're fertile because you're pregnant, but you are fertile because you're pregnant, or else you wouldn't be fertile.
You wouldn't be pregnant if you are, like, it's not a binary. Actually, I think it is a binary thing. You're fertile or you're not. You were fertile. You became pregnant. Now you're not fertile.
Okay. I can see like that. All right. Fair. You win. You win this one, Pat. You win this one. Why do we raise our hand when we knock on a door?
You could just easily wrap the knuckles. You don't have to lift. You just the back. I mean, you're using the, like, to do this or just to leave your hand down. And then, like, just, why?
I'm convinced that the only reason we do it is because a long, long time ago, somebody did that. And then somebody else was like, oh, maybe, like, I don't know, were doors higher up? Did you have to, like, crawl into a door?
Actually, I bet.
Because really,
it
would
is.
Just be easier to go. I gotta stand up to do it. Just like that would save time. But no, here we go. Cause at the old timey, like, castles and shit, they had the fucking knockers.
The door knockers.
So you would go.
Oh, and that makes sense because the knocker had to have the gravity swing of it, so it had to be higher up right there. And you just,
and then,
bam, bam, bam.
When we, like, didn't have those on all the doors, people would just, they were used to that, so then they would do this, and then everybody's just seeing everybody else knock that way, and then that's just how it works. I think we just figured that out.
Yeah, boom. We actually logically figured that out. That's,
look at us.
I'm impressed.
Robert, you agree?
I do agree.
You know, you listen to Pass the Gravy, you watch Pass the Gravy. If you're not careful, you just might learn something. Yeah. 3D printers still are wild to me that those are real things.
Yeah, I don't understand them at all.
Yeah, it's just 0%. Magic to me. And when people are like, I have a 3D printer, I'm like, are you a wizard? Fuck. What are you building? Houses? Like, why don't you just build a house? If we have a 3D printer, why don't you just build a house with it, man?
I mean, theoretically, like, you can, but then you still have to build the house.
Not if you just, like, see this house, like, give it a model of the house and, like, build this.
Are you thinking this thing's on, like, wheels and it's a little robot that just starts going in circles, like, building the walls and all the plumbing from the bottom up? That's not how it works.
But if you give it a blueprint, It should be able to do that. It's just 3D print this. Do this, but 3D.
I agree. That's
it's on the paper. Just do the 3D version of that. Use the squares and stuff on it, and then make it 3D.
That's the problem, is you think that's how it works. You really don't even understand how they work, which is brilliant.
Do you have a favorite Christmas country?
I guess ours. That's really my favorite Christmas country is the United States, because the North Pole, not a country.
Like in school, they didn't teach you about Christmas countries, which were just countries that have green, red, and white on the flags. Like that was an entire thing we learned in school. I feel like this, you're the third and fourth guys I've talked to today that had no idea what I was talking about when it comes to Christmas.
So what we just learned is the education system in Georgia is just abysmal, to where part of your curriculum is let's teach countries that have Christmas colors.
I didn't come up with the curriculum.
I guess I'll what are the Christmas, what is it, green, I red, mean, and blue?
There were 12 of them. Green, red, and white, the traditional Christmas colors, Pat. Jesus. Come on. I would say like the elite ones would be Mexico and Italy. Probably next up would be Maldives and Madagascar. Hungary, Bulgaria, Belarus, Algeria, Iran, Lebanon, Burundi, and Oman.
Fun name to say.
Oman. One of those. There used to be a whole song about it. I can't believe you guys don't know about Christmas countries.
Dude, Google doesn't even know what you're talking about. I tried Googling it, man. This isn't a thing.
What were they teaching you guys?
In Texas, to honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to the, you know, right? They taught us that, math and science. The only three things you know, loyal to Texas, add, and then some know how the world works. That's what Texas teaches you.
Well, now you all know about your 12 Christmas countries, everybody.
And it's not a coincidence that there are 12 countries, just like the 12 days of Christmas.
Oh, dude, did my teacher come up with that? Team Rocket. Those people.
Jesse and James.
Yeah, they were the worst. It's like, you're going to fucking attack me, but you're going to sing a song first. Like, I don't have time. I'm going to kill you during the song. I'm not going to wait for you to finish this shit.
I mean, we got to respect the fact that in the world of Pokemon, they fought with the same rules as the Revolutionary War. There was no guerrilla warfare yet. It was like, we're going to go, then you go. And we're just going to face each other the whole time, okay?
Yeah.
That's rules, right?
I'm not going to have two Pokemon hiding in the bushes. They're going to kill you while you're trying to attack me, which I totally would have if that was allowed.
Oh, dude, Charmander hiding in the bushes for a side attack? He already looks like a fucking raptor.
You're done.
Raptors attack from the sides. I've learned that from Jurassic
Park. Yeah, thanks a lot,
Park franchise. While you're looking at this one, you don't see the two coming from the sides.
Yeah, well, Chris Pratt also taught me how to, like, you know, you can lose touch with a raptor, but you can still be chill with it because they remember things, right?
Chris Pratt taught me how to love, okay?
He taught me how to love, too.
Yeah.
He taught us all, in a way.
Mike Fish, at only Mike Fish on Twitter, says, let's just say we had to remove 25% of the Earth's population. What method would you use? All right, I swear to God, if you make any sort of Hitler type anything.
No, I was going to say we probably just have to go with the Thanos snap. Over. They're just gone.
But it was like it was indiscriminate, right?
Yeah, we got a
maybe
random.
Maybe you are, maybe you're not. I was just like asteroid, like if it just hit part of the Earth, it's like, wherever it hits, we don't know.
I mean, there's other methods I would like
to use. I don't want like a human method, you know? Like let's keep the
I don't want this to get
part.
Dark. So
let's
we'll just
keep
go,
the genocide
well, you know,
part
you know,
out
we'll
of
we'll just
it.
Go with the Thanos snap, because if we keep talking about this, I'm gonna go really dark with it.
But Thanos was half the world, right?
Yeah, but we'll just change it to 25%.
I mean, it's like we get rid of a lot of population. But yeah, it sucks because you don't know who, but it's just like, hey.
Wait. Also, here's the fuck, it said 25 of the Earth's population. Are we talking about just human? Because if you snap my fingers and my dog is gone, I'm going to kill a lot of people.
Yeah. I'm going to go John Wick.
So
sure.
We're going to say this is just the human population of Earth. Because think about it.
Yeah, I don't think dogs count as the population.
If 25%, if they just killed a bunch of fish, that could cover it without
a
human.
But when you like drive past all those places, which they don't really exist, where it's like, oh, this city, population this. Like they don't have those signs that say like the actual population, because like it would change all the time. But like it doesn't say that anymore, where it's like include, it doesn't include dogs. It's like, well, it's got 85 million people, but like that includes their dogs. It's like, that's not, no.
Yeah,
dogs don't do the census.
It's got to be the thing to snap.
Which I don't do the census.
It's got to be indiscriminate.
I do
who
the
dies.
Census like I do my fucking taxes every 10 years. And on Olympic years sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes.
So I was like, what are you doing? Are you doing your taxes? Like, the Olympics weren't this year. Shh, we're good, dude.
Yeah, dude. My W-2 is still sitting in the safe at work because I'm just not going to look at it.
I would say, I think Thanos snap is easy. So you just turn people into dust, basically.
Yeah.
But it's like, do you have a time, though? Like, no, would you want a time, or would you want it to just like happen without you knowing?
Oh, I want, because either...
I would want a countdown.
Either I'm still alive or the next day I don't have to pay any bills.
I'd want to know I made it. What if they were like, hey, sometime the next day, this is going to happen. You're like, damn it. How do I know how to time this?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to know you have 24 hours. I just would want to.
That's a really good question, Mike. I think, yeah, you got to do the Thanos method. You just, and I've never seen that. I've read the book, though.
Because there's too much pressure to have to be like, well, how am I going to spend my last 24 hours?
Right.
I'll probably spend like 3 hours on Instagram scrolling and then just drink a bunch and go to sleep and be like, I'm not waking up tomorrow.
Well, when people are like, how would you spend your last 24 hours on Earth if you knew you were going to die? It's like, I don't know. It's like asking me how I would spend my birthday. And it's like, I hope that just nobody notices.
I mean, if I knew I was going to, I'd probably punch one or two people in the face. But it would just be like, I go to work, I'd be like, you're annoying. Bow. And that would be it. And then I'd just be like, all right, I'm going home now.
If I got Thanos, would you still spread my ashes? Would you go to MetLife Stadium?
Well, if I could collect your ashes, you fucking go with the wind, dude.
Do you promise me you would go do that? You'd try?
Whatever ashes I collected, I would collect them. I would drop half of them at MetLife, and I'd bring half of them to Yankee Stadium for you.
I appreciate that,
dude. Yeah, I would do that for you.
I would do the same for you with the Packers and the Red Sox.
Oh, and you know what? I'd leave a vial, and I would bring that back to Sam Houston. I'd sprinkle that there for you.
A little bit. On the general statue.
And oh, better. I meant but, the but stadium. You, but if you want on the statue, I'll do the statue.
Our stadium's not that great. I would just make just give him eat him up cats, and then the general will get it.
Just drop my shit at Notre Dame Stadium. That's what I want.
The school that you didn't go to?
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Notre Dame?
I was supposed to go once, and then we didn't go because my brother had a seizure the day before, so we didn't fly up. And then Notre Dame lost to Navy for the first time in 43 years. So I still blame my brother for that loss because he had a seizure.
Although a bit like weird that you were rooting against the Service Academy.
It's a rival.
They put their lives on the line for us.
Dude, my uncle was in the Navy. I can talk shit.
That's true. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah.
Let's go to Alex O at AlexMcThunder1 on Twitter. And he says, can you nut in space? I think you can.
Yeah.
I think you can. If you can piss and shit in space, you can nut, right?
You think NASA hasn't done, like, specifically asked an astronaut, I need you to jack off so we can see the effects it has on the body in space.
Right. Yeah, that's definitely been an experiment for sure. And like fucking in space probably has already been done too.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you can do like, if you can piss or shit, you should definitely be able to nut. In space.
I'll tell you this, you put me in space long enough, I'm gonna nut. I mean, 48 hours.
I always think about that when they're like, this guy's been in the International Space Station for however many days in a row. It's like, that guy's been up there for a whole fucking year. Like, how many times do you think he was cranking it out? He's all by himself. Like,
I don't care how dedicated to science you are and how busy you are when you're up there. There's one night when that guy was like, God, I can't fall asleep.
But if you're like in the International Space Station, you're not on the clock all the time, right? Like, bro, I'm off.
I mean, you pretty much are. Like, you do have off.
But like, I'm off.
But like, if you're up there, you're working. It's like when you're on an oil rig. Yeah, I'm working 12-hour shifts, but if shit goes down, I'm fucking on the clock.
That's true. Okay, fair. So yeah, you can.
But guess what? When I'm not on the clock, I'm touching my cock. Bro, remember when planes would give you pillows and fucking blankets? Yeah, they were shit pillows and shit blankets, but they had them. They don't do that shit anymore.
Because there's just cum all over them.
Oh man, I never thought about that.
Gravy gang, gang, gang.
baby, pop the top and let it spread. As we're listening to Pass the Gravy, we're going fishing for your bitch today. We're drunk in Houston, Houston, baby. And we go hit and lick and we'll get rich today.
Rich, bitch.
Houston, Texas, hometown. Pasta gravy, pasta loud. We can talk and go for hours. Entertainment superpower. Gravy gang getting louder. Gassed up, no chowder. Yeah. We live, no router. Live, baby, pop the top and let it spread. As we're listening to Pass the Gravy. We're going fishing for your bitch today. We're drunk in Houston,
Houston, baby.
And we go hit and lick and we'll get rich today.
Rich, bitch.